We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Boy, the road wasn't very nice to the Panthers in the Heat this weekend. As Heat lose 99-79, come back and lose 116-108. We got a tied-up 2-2 series here. And we got the big poll out today. Which series has you more concerned? The Panthers right now, after they got their butts kicked around with a 6-1 loss in Game 3, or the 2-2 coming back here with Joel Embiid? Which series are you more concerned with, the Panthers or the Miami Heat? Both number one seeds in the Eastern Conference. Hell, the Panthers, number one seed overall. And so where do you stand on this one?
Hey, I go Panthers out of the two. That would be my vote on the poll right now. You can go to Twitter, by the way, at Joe Rose Show is where the poll is. Yeah, I'd go Panthers. They're down 2-1. Obviously, they have a game tonight. They
on the road, Roadie.
If they tie it up 2-2, it makes me feel a little bit better, obviously.
Oh, no. You get it tied up. You come right back home. It's home ice again,
right,
where you've been.
I
good.
I agree. I'm more concerned right now with the way the Panthers are playing than the Heat's last two games with Embiid back.
Big game for them, obviously, tonight. Woody, what do you got?
Yeah, I think Embiid's a big problem, so I think the Heat are in a little bit of trouble right now. They can't get anyone to step up outside of Jimmy Butler. As far as the Panthers, I don't know. I just have this, like, block in my head where I cannot imagine them losing a first-round series after the season that they've had and the build-up to this postseason, and they finally turned the corner of this team. It felt like this year, and for them to lose in the first round of the playoffs would be so unbelievably devastating.
Right.
Did you think they'd be down one game?
I didn't.
2-1?
Again,
on the road with another one?
With everything they've accomplished this season, and not to mention, I mean, you even got Ekblad back, so you're healthy. Like, could you imagine them losing an opening round series?
No, it'd be a disaster.
No, it'd be a rip fest.
Yeah,
it would be a disaster.
That'd be one that Coach may not be safe trying to explain that one.
You can't have this historic of a season and have all these players play so well all year long.
Not just for the regular season.
I just think
season.
The Panthers will dig deep and figure it out and not get eliminated in the first round again. I can't see it. I think the Heat got a real problem here with this Sixer team. They're tough, and I think we knew that going in, and obviously no Embiid in the first couple of games. But Miami's now going to be without Lowry the rest of the way, I would think.
I don't want to put that out there yet.
Because Lowry was your big offseason move. That was it, man. You tried to secure up that point guard position and square that thing away, and you brought in an all-star, and Kyle Lowry has not been able to do anything for this team. That's a big, big miss there, man.
That limping right off the court yesterday, and then did come back out and end up playing, 30 minutes, 3 for 10, 0 for 6 on three-point shots. He struggled like just about everybody else did
yesterday.
Made 7 threes Friday and 7 threes yesterday. 7 for 30 and 7 for 35. Meanwhile, Philadelphia, boy, talk about things changing, and you got to give Joel Embiid credit for that too, with the shooting so much better. 16 of 33 in both games, almost 50%.
That is crazy.
Which is the one stat that just kind of screams at you. And from what they had at center in those first two games, where you're calling the stiff and they're ripping the coach and what are you doing playing that guy? He's done. He's been done for a couple of years. Go small. Now they don't have to worry about that conversation with Joel Embiid back. and what he's done. Anyway, Eric Reed's going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes from now. We'll talk to Eric and get his thoughts. And then the other question has to be, when you're struggling from three-point land, I know it's the road, but does Duncan Robinson, does he see the court again? Is his defense that bad? You're just that much better off with the other guys who didn't shoot great but have defended. It's a tough one. And then James Harden, of course, I can't forget about that story after.
We finally woke up.
We've all been blasting him. I have. James Harden's 31 and 16 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
6 for 10 on threes. By the way, every time the Heat would make a little run and get that sucker within five, it seemed like he'd be the one that would hit the three and jump it right back up to eight a couple of times. He were right back in this sucker at, 104-99 and 106-101, and still plenty of time left to have a chance, and just couldn't get stops when they needed them. So that's – and then how about the Mother's Day special? Jorge Alfaro. He hit a ball so far, they're still looking for it. It's somewhere out in the Pacific Ocean right now he hit it so far. Pinch hit, walk off, three-run homer with two outs. Unbelievable. And he got his money's worth because 450-foot shot to left center that you just kind of watched him when he hit it off the TV and it said, uh-oh, he got it all.
Yeah, right away.
The way he stood there and watched it. And then they go to the shot of the center fielder who didn't even turn.
No.
He just
he
went.
Knew. Right.
He just wanted to see how far it was going to go, too. That's all he was interested in.
What a spoiler, too, after such great pitching all game long.
Great pitching. Got to shut out the night before.
Right.
And coming out looking like getting back-to-back shutouts. And can't hold it with two outs. On a crazy play, too, before that. A crazy play. Zach, I don't know if you had a chance to see it. Wendell makes a great play on the shift, knocks the ball down, throws it, makes a bad throw to the shortstop covering second for the force out. Ball gets by him, and nobody's covering third because of the shift, so the guy runs. Pitcher gets a late jump, but gets over. They make a great play to tag him out, and I thought, wow, they're going to get out of this. That was big right there. And didn't help. Next guy gets a base hit. Next guy gets a home run. You end up losing. What a crappy way to not get the split and end up losing 3 out of 4 in San Diego. Just terrible stuff. We're going to go to break here. We do have a lot of stuff to get to. It was a busy and here in South Florida, fun weekend where all the stars and celebrities want to thank them all for coming down. They're on their way to the airport, heading back out of town, all the athletes and all the entertainers that were here and singers and let me see. Oh, DJs. A lot of DJs.
Yeah,
here.
I was about to say, I think that there might be a lot more private planes than you think leaving.
Yeah, they're not leaving out of MIA.
No one's going through security in
MJ?
MIA. Right.
Is MJ flying
no.
to Jupiter?
Fort Lauderdale?
Right. Yeah, he might be just, you know, got to.
I'm guessing
home.
Is that where he lives in Jupiter?
Oh, my God. Would he?
That's cool, man. Can we find his house?
You don't know anything about MJ and living up there?
I didn't know he lived there.
You don't have his own private development up there with his own private golf course?
Can we get in?
And he handpicks who gets to live there?
Right. Doubtful. We're getting in.
What if Matter of fact, he let Phil Mickelson in.
What if we wait by the gate to the development?
You'll probably be arrested.
I'll smack you if you do that. On behalf of him.
Stalking.
I'll
who does
smack
he think
you.
He is, LeBron?
Be careful.
Not funny. You haven't been very funny today.
No,
you tried to be funny, but you haven't. All right, we've got Eric Reed going to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But first, we got to talk about sports-related injuries. Guys, I'm a little concerned. I think I tore my Achilles.
Oh, you said that this morning. Oh, you're going to get that checked on today, right? You're not going to wait?
So I keep thinking it's all going to go away and I can start.
Right.
And I literally have to go to Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute after the show. Big part of Baptist Health, South Florida. Matter of fact, I'm going to go up to the new facility in Baptist up off of 595 and Pine Island and Plantation. But, boy, just another
fingers
injury.
Fingers crossed for you, buddy.
Can you call somebody in their 60s injury prone? Jeez. Anyway, people do ask me where the pros go. And Inter-Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. I hope they got some good news, some kind of good news today. Oh, I know all my buddies have had this happen. I know how long and miserable they were coming back on an Achilles. So I'm hoping for good news. But the good news is I'm going to some of the top specialists in the country. They cover the knee, the shoulder, foot, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, to try to get back, man. What a downer. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. You can see those same doctors work on million-dollar athletes every day. Hey, Dr. Swartzen, if you're out there, man, I haven't made an appointment yet because I'm afraid I've got real bad news and I'm scared to death. Plus, I'm always hurt. It sucks. Anyway, one goal every day. Get you back out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Playing the sports you love the most. That travel person's coming, I swear to God. He told me like a month ago. I said, we're getting you a travel person. Or a travel person.
Traffic.
Traffic person, right. Excuse me.
Unless we're getting
for
travel,
travel problems.
May need a travel agent after this.
Wow. All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Eric Reed, Bally Sports. You can see him on the post-game coverage right after each of these Heat games right now. Eric, good morning. That was a tough one last night for the Miami Heat.
Yeah, a couple of tough losses in a row, guys. Before we get started, Joe, how many cups of coffee you had already this morning?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Ooh, I went Dunkin' Donut Big Boy.
Right.
The big, big boy. And then I followed it up with company coffees?
Coffee, yeah.
Loaded too, not the healthy
just
ones.
Just one?
Just one.
All right, so he's about
I don't know, 30, 35, 40 ounces?
Yeah, I would say 45 probably.
Right. You got me beat. I'm two cups in.
Well,
anyway, listen, so far, guys, it has been one of the most even and uneven series I can remember. The Heat's two wins at home by a total of 30 points. The Sixers' two wins in Philly by 28 points, and the three-point shooting, dramatic difference. In the first two games, Miami out-tripled Philly 23-14. The Heat shot a respectable 35%. Philadelphia struggled. They went 22% from three in the two games in Miami. In the two losses, guys, the top three-point shooting team in the league all year, Miami, has shot 22% from three. Oh, they've been out tripled in the two losses, 32-14. That's a 96-42 point deficit. That's hard to make up, almost impossible. So that's the easiest thing to pinpoint. But the other thing, it's not just as simple as that. Jimmy Butler hit on a key point in his post-game interview after the game. He said, sometimes when you miss shots, your defense suffers. And to give up 116 points on 54% shooting last night, two games in a row allowing Philly 16 made threes, that's hard to win with that kind of defense. It's very uncharacteristic of Miami. And listen, a lot of the times when you're struggling with your shooting, you need that defense to generate your offense and get some points in that way. So last night, the Heat out-rebounded Philly. They outscored him in the paint 48-34. They outscored him in points off turnovers 24-11, yet they lost the game. So, you know, really poor three-point shooting, below average defense for Miami, and now we got a best two out of three. So there's plenty to talk about, but, you know, Heat Nation, not a time to hang your head. There's a time you tighten that chin strap a little bit more, and you got two out of the next three at home. You need to win both of those games, obviously, at home if you want to win this series.
All right, let's talk about the Joel Embiid, not just the guy down low and, you know, you throw it in there, he was able to get a couple easy baskets early, but the guy that everybody collapses and all of a sudden – Green and some other guys getting real good looks at three-point shots, and, of course, he's able to knock them down. That factor and what Joel Embiid, just all the different things, having him back, even though there was some rust in there, boy, just how he's helped and the confidence of all the rest of those guys around him now, Eric.
Yeah, Joe, listen, the two returning players have had different experiences coming back. Joel Embiid, you expect that the guy who's probably going to be MVP this year is going to make a huge difference. Courageous performance in those last two games. Listen, his numbers are good. I think his top value to the Sixers is what he has done to Bam. In the first game that he came back, game three, Bam had 9 points and three rebounds, one assist, after dominating the first two games in Miami without Embiid. And then last night, Bam's numbers were good. But you remember he picked up his fourth foul with about 8.5 minutes left, third quarter, and had to sit out the final 8.5 minutes of the third. So his impact is huge. Danny Green had the king size game three. Crazy, you know, that twice in his career he's gone 7 for 9 in the playoffs against Miami. First time was in game three, 2013. Does it in game three of this series. But, Joe, the guy everybody had buried, James Harden, didn't I tell you a week ago that he's still capable? So listen to these numbers for Harden. I mean, first of all, last night Harden and Embiid combined for 55 points and 23 free throw attempts. But Harden went 4 of 19 from 3 in the first three games, goes 6 of 10 last night. He had 4 fourth-quarter points in the first three games, goes for 16 in the fourth quarter last night and makes 4 of his 6 threes, several of them, you know, late game daggers. That's what it takes in the playoffs. So, you know, Harden came through for them last night. Miami got some work to do. And, the Kyle Lowry situation, obviously perplexing and interesting. This guy, listen, he's a native son of Philadelphia. He came back with the hamstring probably earlier than he should have. He's trying to warrior his way through it, but in two games, he's got 6 points on 3 of 14 shooting. He hasn't made a three in 8 tries. Knowing Kyle, you know he's going to try to play in game 5, but Spo and Kyle and the Heat are going to have to decide what's the best route. Do you play an injured point guard or try to go without him and let him rest? We don't know how severe the hamstring tweak was last night, but early in the game, it was so ominous, Joe and Zach, when you saw him clutch at that hamstring early. He came out, he came back in, and Joe, you know more than most of us how difficult it is to play, with a bad hamstring. So, you know, I know two things. Here they are. Miami's 5-0 at home in the playoffs. They are 4-0 in the playoffs without Kyle. They showed us all year they could win without some of their best players. They may have to do that again in game 5.
Yeah, I just think that Kyle Lowry means just obviously so much to this team. I just think he means a lot to even Jimmy when the two of them are out there on the court. So Jimmy doesn't have to do any of the ball handling, and Kyle just takes it. He's the quarterback out there. I think when Jimmy's out there having a good game like this, a lot of the times Lowry is a big help for him out there too.
Yeah, not last night, but you're right. Listen, one of the reasons why Kyle, I think the main reason that Kyle's addition was so significant, it took Miami's two best players, Jimmy and Bam. And, you know, these were the primary playmakers a year ago. Mm-hmm. I think they're more effective when they're secondary ball handlers and playmakers and primary attackers and scorers. That's what Kyle enables both of them to do. Plus, Kyle's such a great organizer on the offensive end, the tip of the spear defensively. And that's been, you know, turned down in this series. But listen, Jimmy Butler, what can you say about playoff Jimmy? We saw 2 years ago in the bubble playoffs what a postseason he had. This, by far, has been the best postseason of Butler's career. We're talking about 29 points per game on 53% shooting, over 7 rebounds, 5.5 assists, 2.5 steals. Let me run down what he's done. 45 points, no turnovers, game 2 against Atlanta. 36 points, 10 boards, no turnovers, game four against Atlanta. 33 points, 9 boards, game three at Philly. And then last night, 40 points, 12 of 13 from the line, 6 assists, 1 turnover. You know, you can't ask any more from Jimmy. He obviously is going to need help. You know, wherever it comes from, Miami will take it. But he's been fantastic in these playoffs, and he was again last night.
All right, we got to ask you about the other thing, because you were going, man, our three-point shooting's been real bad the last couple of games. I don't know if you had to think it. I was thinking it myself. Duncan Robinson sitting down there at the end of the bench, is there a chance that Spo, who's been talking about, hey, we need all 15, we need everybody, that's how we got here, that we see Duncan Robinson and use his three? I get whatever he doesn't do defensively, but if you're not knocking shots down, don't you give him a chance, see if he can bring something in to your three-point?
Maybe, Joe, maybe. That's a definite maybe. Eric Spoelstra talked about it. He said he considered using Duncan last night and chose not to. Caleb Martin only played 8 seconds in the game last night. Those are two guys that were, you know, really useful players during the regular season. But, listen, it's an easy target right now. When you've shot 22% from three in the last two games, and listen, this is in the postseason, Miami was number one in the league in the regular season, about 39% from three. Four times in 9 playoff games, they've been 25% or less from three. And that's happened in 3 of the 4 games against the Sixers. So it's an easy thing to point out, hey, maybe try Duncan. But guys, it's not just that they're missing threes. They gave up 116 points on 54% shooting. Yeah. So I think it's an oversimplification to say, hey, what about Duncan? Spo knows better than we know. There's a chance Duncan can play, but that's not the single difference maker. It's more complicated than just playing Duncan Robinson. Oladipo is getting minutes, and I think he's been pretty productive, even though he hasn't shot it great. So where would Duncan's minutes come? I would guess he would share it with Strus. And just like Duncan's leash got shorter late in the season, you know, Strus is 5 for 16 from three in the last two. So maybe in game five, if Strus gets off to a slow start, maybe that's Duncan's re-entrance into this series and into these playoffs. But I do believe it's a point, Joe, but I think it's been a little bit over-accentuated. Yeah. That's what everybody does. You know, you overreact to the result of each playoff game, and that's – I don't want to even say it's an overreaction. That is the reaction, but I think it's an oversimplification of what's going on right now.
Eric, we are in radio, my friend.
Yes, I know that.
Second guest specialist right here. That's
nobody
it.
Does a second guest game better than we do.
Right,
we piss coaches off for a living here,
right,
man. Stop
it. That's it. Eric, all right, so how about this? I put it in order through my mom for some matzo ball soup. Dwayne Dedmon's going to be good to go for this next game. We're just going to get him that soup and get him in there because I got to have him in there. I can't have the fronting Joel Embiid. It scares me every time. I know it's I hate to question Spoelstra's defense, especially his game plan, because it's been outstanding in the first round and even through the first two games.
All right, you're
series.
Done. You don't have to keep saying all the nice things. Get to it.
Dwayne Dedmon, we need him to play. Right.
Dedmon was out. You know, it's not the DNP last night. He was out with a head cold.
Right.
He would have helped. It was interesting to watch the way Miami changed their defense through the game. Early on, listen, Miami is one of the best switching defensive teams in basketball. But occasionally, when you switch as much as the Heat do, sometimes you're switching into a mismatch. There was a play last night where Bam was out at the three-point line guarding Harden, and yet Butler – and a couple of times Strus early in that game matched up against Embiid. That's a disadvantage switch, and Philadelphia took big advantage of it. You know, Embiid got 15 points in the first quarter.
Right.
They held him in check the rest of the game. They went to a lot of zone and rebounded better out of it than you usually do out of a zone. And I liked when they fronted, but it did get Bam into foul trouble. Dedmon would have made some difference. I don't think game-changing difference. But Miami's got – listen, the home court's going to help, but you got to make shots. And for Miami, the defense is so important. So even if you're not making shots, you got to double down on the defensive end, man.
All All right, home floor, man. Take advantage of that home court, baby. That's got to be the key to this thing. And
you know, when people say the regular season has no meaning, Joe,
oh, it does.
I would disagree. It does, right? I mean, Miami worked hard all year to have a home court advantage, and now in a best two out of three, two of those three will be in Miami.
Yeah, Eric, what do you got for us tomorrow? Because we're not going to have you on. What do you got? What time's the action, man, for you?
Yeah, 7:30 game time. We will have that post game for you on Bally Sports. And I don't know how many people are watching or not, but John Crotty, Ron Rothstein, myself, Ruth Riley, Hunter, and Jax from Site. We've had fun, and we think we've had some real comprehensive one-hour post-game shows. And it's hard. Heat fans have been used to that post-game show all year long, and I think it's hard for the fan that the minute that game ends, national TV turns you off, and we invite you to turn us on. And win or lose, you're going to get the full post-game rehash and recap, and we hope we got – better things to talk about after Tuesday's game. Listen, the longer a series goes, the more twists and turns there are, and we got big-time playoff drama. Right now, there'll be bigger games, I hope, but right now, Game 5 is the most important game of the season to this point for Miami.
Eric, thank you, man. Really appreciate you getting up with us this morning from that drive from Fort Lauderdale to Boca and then getting up with us this morning. Thank you.
Oh, listen, drive my daughter to the bus stop at 6:30. So this is like midday.
Look at you, man. The best.
Well
all
done,
right,
Eric.
Dad.
Thanks,
thank you.
Eric.
Take care, guys.
All right, that was Eric Reed joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, right now I want to talk to you about ASP Superhome, family-owned and operated business with great purpose here in South Florida, protecting families and their homes every day. That's what the Rodriguez family does. ASP, man. We got some special going right now that I want to tell you about, especially if you've been looking into metal tile roofs. A lot of people get new roofs put on, and you're going, well, metal tile roofs are nice and they're strong. And well, first of all, if you haven't seen them recently, got a great look. Sometimes it's hard to tell a metal tile roof and a tile roof now, and that's what I want everybody to know. But I got more good news. You're going, well, how about if I told you right now, metal tile roofs by Ward House for the price of tile. For a limited time, that's what ASP is doing for you. ASP Superhome extends a Joe Rose exclusive roof deal only for QAM listeners. The metal tile roof by Ward House for the price of tile. That's what's going on right now. It's limited time. I want you to take advantage of it. If you're not familiar with metal tile roofs, well, first of all, you reduce energy bills up to 30%. Hurricane-resistant winds up to 200 miles per hour. How's that sound with hurricane season coming? Never knowing when the big boy's coming and knowing you've done everything to protect your home with the best. And ASP is the best every day. Take advantage, 100% financing, no money down with no payments until 2024 with Extend Pay from Y-Green. So, hey, listen, we got a great special going for you right now. Materials are in stock for fast and easy installation. So, just call. If you want to just learn more about it, you want to go down and see the showroom in Doral, do it. 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081. And let ASP Family protect yours today.
A lot of it comes down to us making shots. When we make shots, we tend to play defense. If we don't, then we don't. I don't think that can be the case in preseason, in the regular season, for sure not here in the playoffs. So we got to get back to being a defensive-minded team and let our offense come to a second. I don't think we go out there and shoot 82 bad shots. I think every shot that we shoot, we think is going in. And we're going to take the same shots next game, and they're going to fall because that's the way that we've been playing all year long. We're not scared of missing shots. If anything, we probably should have jacked it up there some more. I can pass the ball a little bit more, I guess. Like, I don't know, set a better screen. I got to go back and watch it like everybody else do and see how I can, you know, get everybody involved and get everybody else comfortable. For sure, if Kyle's not out there, it's going to have to be me to get it done.
Jimmy Butler off 40 points saying, man, what can I do better? What can I do better? Screen, defend, get other guys better shots. Or just throw up about 40 shots. He didn't say
that. At
this
point?
I said he didn't say 40 shots, but a nice 40-point game for Jimmy Butler. And now Game 5 comes back down here all tied up at 2-2. Boy, you better take advantage all year. You got that and went out of your way and played hard right to the end to get that home court advantage throughout the playoffs. Right. He's the number one seed with that 53-29 record. And now this is why you have it. And these games could be huge now that Joel Embiid is back and James Harden all of a sudden woke up last night, 16 points in the fourth. And while we're talking about that, Panthers are going to try to even this thing up at 2-2 tonight after losing, I mean, getting their ass kicked, 6-1 against Washington, outscored 5-0 in the last two periods of that game. The comments were just not getting outplayed. We've heard this before, or not working hard enough. We've heard this stuff before. The nervous thing was kind of like, I'm guessing everybody's got butterflies before a playoff game, and you know what's at stake and all that, but nervous? Like, yeah, we're coming out like we're not playing loose, we're playing nervous, and that was just kind of a weird one. Like, nervous? You guys are number one seed. There's nothing to be nervous about. You guys need to do what you did to everybody in the regular season. 0-9 on power plays through three games. So anyway, Panthers still tied up tonight with a win and come back here and take advantage of this home ice and see what happens now that they're down 2-1. Had a lot of other stories though, and had a crazy weekend. I do want to tell you, I didn't go to the race, but I did watch on TV and I thought the pregame show was fantastic. I just thought they did a really good job of. And by the way, I guess there were a lot of celebrities there that nobody mentioned either.
Right.
Didn't want to be seen or just went up to party in their box. But there was, good God, this had to be a record amount of celebrities. By the way, this thing with F1, Miami Grand Prix, it really is. It's just everything about it is racing and star power and a big party. That's what this thing is. From the pictures that came out, including the picture everybody'd like to be in, Michael Jordan, Lewis Hamilton, Tom Brady, and David Beckham. That's a pretty good picture.
There's a person in the background by accident in that picture. I wish that was me.
Yeah, that would be one where you move up at the last second and go, take it!
Right.
And before everybody looks at you, they click that picture and you're in that picture. But
I think you have it in order wrong. I think it's star power, parties, and then the race. That's what I think this weekend's all about.
Well, there were some. I mean, the show, you know, pictures of shots of people really into the racing and stuff.
But the amount of celebrities that have been down here since Wednesday night or Thursday to just enjoy the whole weekend and soak it all in, it's incredible, the amount of A-listers.
It is a big, big-time event that we were able to get. I thought for a first time for putting this thing together the way they did around football and tennis and – is incredible the way it looked, and I thought they did a good, real good job of capturing everything in that 1 hour or hour and a half special they had before with those guys that came over from Sky and did it. I thought Danica Patrick was really good, really, really good. Just talked about some of the stuff she was talking about. It was really weird. She was talking about Tom Brady and Lewis Hamilton and those guys. They had a sit down at a golf course and from earlier in the week and talking about winning championships. I mean, they're both seven-time champions and stuff. And they're asking a difference. They went back to her, and all I could think of, she used to date Brett Favre, you know? She goes, well, I was with a guy, but he only won one. Right. I was waiting for that would have been.
Mayor Rod, you said Brett Favre.
But she was really, really good.
Right.
And keep her on. I really enjoyed kind of strange stuff.
But there's plenty of it.
It was just funny, though, being that freelance guy down on the
– was great.
Hey, Woody, you don't happen to have that again, do you, Forrest? Woody had it in his Hollywood's headlines. Right. But we got to run this. So they're going, all right, we're going to go down. And they do this if you've watched the races before. They like to go get celebrity or talk to some of the different drivers before. And they're getting – and it's just minutes before the race, and it's packed with celebrities or people that want to talk to celebrities down there. And this was some of it that was pretty funny.
This is crazy. I've never been to an F1 race. This is spectacular.
It's amazing to be allowed right in the middle of the competitors just before the race starts.
Yeah, now you can see they locked in. It reminds me of myself. But real focus.
Okay, it's not Patrick. That's why he ignored me in the beginning. But what is your name, sir?
Paolo Banchero.
Right, okay. Well, I thought
I'm going to be a first round pick.
So I'm sorry about that.
Basketball.
Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever.
I think. Yeah, it is. That's a very big bloke in front of her. I don't think. Megan, Martin Brundle from British Television. How are you? Megan Thee Stallion, you're a freestyle rapper. I think she's happy. Okay, boss. You're a freestyle rapper. Have you got any rap for us today on Formula One?
I have no rap today, I'm sorry.
Who are you supporting in the race? I can do that because I did. Yeah. Okay. She seemed very happy to talk, didn't she? That's very nice of her, and I appreciate that. Sir, I don't know who you are, but I'd like to know who you are. I'm Martin Brundle from Sky. You look a very interesting character.
Social media sensation, let's say this.
And modest, too. And, yeah, so what do you do on social media? What is your name, sir?
Gianluca Vacchi.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I didn't know, but I'm really pleased to have met you. Went well. And has anyone seen any racing drivers?
Oh,
modest,
man.
Too. He's modest.
Modest. Right. He's a star and he's rich. Right. That was his job, man. He was running around. He tried to get Venus and Serena.
Right.
That didn't go so well. Dwayne Wade walks by him both ways, and he never.
Didn't even budge.
He didn't budge. With his wife, by the way.
Gabby Union, right.
Who's in Hollywood doing movies and. No idea. And then I was talking to these guys. They said, yeah, there were a bunch of singers down there and performers, which I didn't know them either.
Right.
But it's kind of, I mean, listen, I don't know how old the guy is.
Got to have someone there who knows these people, though,
but,
right?
But you go in that kind of, like, all right, I've been doing this, but nothing like this right. is going on. It was crowded down there. And it was right before the race. And if you wanted to be seen, you're walking around down there, man, by the cars.
Just the fact that he called him Patrick and went and interviewed him and then realized towards the end that's not Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. Oh, I guess that's not Pat.
Right. I like when he said about the security guard for Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
That's a big bloke.
That's a
right
big
there.
Bloke. Right.
By the way, the guy was enormous.
I'm sure. Oh, my God. This guy's not 5'6",
then,
you know.
Like, you want a freestyle rap? Yeah, I've been working on something for you. So kiss my – no, you can't.
So, like, the security guard goes, you can't do that. And then he goes, I just did.
Right. Who are you rooting for today? Who are you supporting today? You can't do that. I just did. Modest. Modest, too.
Oh, man. Just
the
great
fact
stuff.
That the social media guy, outside of him saying modest, too, at the end, he goes, what is your name? The guy was kind of pissed. He didn't know who he was. Sorry, I don't know who you are. I like that.
No, the guy was the guy could care less. Like, hey, man, I have no idea who you are, but a lot of people are talking to you. And the guy pretty much said, I'm famous.
Right.
Yeah, well, who are you? You ain't that famous.
Guess not.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that guy.
Just good. Yeah. He was great for entertainment.
I want him everywhere.
That was not overly impressed with anything, right, or anybody. He goes, all right, it's not – Mahomes, no wonder he didn't respond to me right away.
Someone just tweeted at us that Martin Brundle's a racing legend. Serena blew him off last year in Austin also.
Same thing.
So she must know. And just like, no. I'm not talking
here
about
he comes him. Again. I ain't talking to him.
So are people going to watch now? Like, are we a fan base of F1 now? Like, I looked up the schedule here. They're going to Spain next.
Well, they're all on TV. You can get up early in the morning and watch them.
I would watch just for Martin Brundle at this point.
You got Monaco. Azerbaijan, and then Canada. So we got some good events.
I think all anybody's worried about right now is Las Vegas and Miami.
Right.
Not even Austin, just Miami and Vegas. But what a job. First time like that?
Yeah,
that
good was, job. Good job by Garfinkel and crew.
All
yeah.
those guys, Dory working that thing every day, and Tom and the whole staff over there with the F1 folks who have been down here for a long time to – And I love it. So everything gets critiqued right after, right? The drivers, they can't help themselves. There's no way to pass. Turns were too tight and this stuff. And Tom goes.
Great accent.
Tom says, we'll get it all fixed. We'll find out what didn't work. We'll fix it. Year two. Swear to you. Remember the same thing with tennis. Oh, the background in the tennis. We'll fix it.
I think what they need is some obstacle courses in the track.
Like obstacle
some stuff you gotta like try, you know, weave around and stuff, kind of like almost
Super
like
Mario Kart.
Yeah, almost like Mario Kart.
Right.
But, did you see how tight some of the turns were already?
Probably what safe if they did
I
that.
I looked like they were fine. We had a great time, by the way. It was a very cool event. To see those cars in person, it's pretty cool. And you can see
those
the practice,
cars.
By the way. The practice is just as good, I think, as the regular
race. How about
race,
those,
but
those cars, man? $12 million.
They're cool.
$12 million those plus.
Those things get after it, man.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up, which means Will Manso. By the way, did he have a busy day?
Oh, busy
they
couple
had,
of weeks.
They had Will out there doing that. It was on ABC, so that means making some extra money over there at WPLG. So Will's working that. You know, he's been working these basketball games,
right,
too.
Right.
Poor Will. And then he's getting up with us this morning.
Well, at least we'll let him sleep till
so,
night.
So we'll get ready for Will Manso. Will join us in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about my good friends at Era Round the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Man, I just miss singing when I've had this much coffee, and I want everybody to know, listen, it's not just the air conditioning part that gives you great service and takes care of you, and you can get your new air conditioning unit from Rheem real quickly, but it's the plumbing part of the company. It's gotten real big, got some great plumbers for you and ready to take care of all your daily problems you have out there at the house or the business, toilets and sinks and leaks. Just go to Around the Clock Plumbing. They're going to be ready for you for any kind of problem, including we have become the kings of water heater problems. That's right. We got a big box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters for same day installation. I said Rheem because we have Rheem water heaters, all different sizes for you, in-house, ready to go. So if you have a problem, we don't have to order them, and we'll see you in 3 days. So you're without hot water. No, we're ready to go. Same-day installation. That's what we do, man. The box trucks are working, and they're working day and night. Will it ever stop? I don't think so. Financing plans, too, for you, man, to make sure you have a great experience with a great service 7 days a week on the plumbing side as well. 855-PLUMBER. It's 855-PLUMBER. The next time you need a plumber, you can count on Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.